Hey, listener.
Who be?
Yeah, you. Guess what?
What?
The Funky Anime Podcast and the Three Weebros just opened up a Patreon.
Patreon? What's that?
Well, that's where you can pay money and give it to us.
Where do I sign up?
I'm sorry. I should have asked what.
You can find it out if you go to patreon.com/3Weebros, or you could just check our YouTube channel, 3Weebros, to find out some more things about it.
Sweet, dude.
Thank you, fellow. Thank you, listener.
No problem, bro.
I hope you enjoy the episode. Bye.
Thanks. Okay.
Can we fucking start this?
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
Yeah, dude.
We told you could go 20 years ago.
Yeah, but then you started being funny again, and I didn't want to interrupt you.
Joke's on you, I'm never funny. Dab!
Wow, that was really epic. And you know what else
gamer.
Is really epic?
You are not, this cannot be the opening.
Yep, it is, we're going. Are you really not okay with that?
I don't give a shit.
Okay, cool. All right, what's up, guys? I am the handsome and epic Alucard card. And to my left is the timid, or not timid, I would say very powerful, and I can't think of any more adjectives, but next to me is Chuck Belmont. Say something. Hey. Say something funny.
I can't. I'm not funny.
Shit. We established that. He's right.
Okay, I'm funny.
And to the right is, I don't remember establishing.
Wait, we're both on the right.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to build this wall.
To my other right is
Hey, wait!
To my other right is Pino Belnades. That's really Sypha's last name. I didn't even.
It is me. I am totally.
I wasn't
woman.
Even intending for that to be like a Spanish joke. Just her last name really just is Belnades.
She just sounds Hispanic.
She
let's
is
be
Hispanic.
Real.
I don't know. She just kind of sounds
and
like
I love it.
Unspecified English.
unspecified foreign person.
Unspecified European accent.
Good job.
That's like half the show.
like Rolf from Eddie.
Honestly, just foreign.
The hat of discipline, Alucard. Do you live in a cave?
Technically, he does.
Yeah. He kind of did for a little while.
He does live in a cave.
Anyway. So, we watched the Castlevania Netflix show this time.
Did we?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was good. Did you like it?
Yeah.
It was fun. I did. But you didn't ask me.
Yeah, did, Pino. What did you do?
It was good. I'm hunting vampires.
Wait a second. That's my job.
As a vampire.
Wait. That's my job, too.
I peer pressured Pino into playing Soten.
What is Soten?
Dude, I love
Symphony
Soten Maru.
I know. I was making sure all the readers knew.
Wow.
Dude, I can't believe everybody reads this podcast.
We transcribe it and then write it down.
I wish.
But our people are nomadic. We only spread it by
dude, we are the speakers
of mouth.
We're the speakers of anime.
We're definitely not the speakers of anime. we're not knowledgeable enough.
We may be the speakers, but we're the ones that nobody talks to because we're stupid.
I'm stupid.
See, this is why our people were disregarded in the land, and why they try to kill us.
I wish I was dead.
Yeah, me too. All right, so we chose this because Castlevania is awesome. I like Castlevania.
Well,
right?
You chose it.
I chose it.
Don't put
I
words into
it.
My
I,
mouth.
I'm hosting this one. Okay.
Really? Who would have guessed?
Yeah, I know. Not me. But, yeah. It was good. you guys like it? Have you heard about it before? Come on. What were your fucking first impressions?
What's wrong?
I'm really scared. I'm really scared right now.
I forgot how to hose.
Chuck, you go first.
Yeah, no, you.
No,
okay.
You.
I watched it before the podcast because Garb was flaunting around his massive peen and saying that it's good.
I do that from time to time.
Yeah, so I watched Castlevania before, so I knew about it before.
Yeah.
That's my segment.
I remember you being really hype whenever they got to the Bloody Tears fight near the end.
Yeah, because Bloody Tears makes my dick hard.
Spoiler, Bloody Tears is in it at one point.
Spoiler, it's really good.
Of course it is. Supino.
That's not it.
That's not it. That's Vampire Killer. I don't remember these songs.
I'll forgive you because you're still kind of new. You're still getting used to it.
I'm very new. And let me tell you why I'm very new. I'm very new because I've not absorbed no piece of Castlevania other than the Smash Bros. Trailer in my life.
Well, that's a...
When Luigi dies?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, I've not touched Castlevania. I've not once considered thinking about Castlevania. I feel like I may have actually touched Castlevania now that I think about it. I may have gone to GameStop and played some sort of Castlevania game on the DS, and then I kind of left.
Man.
You know, like, and that's about it.
You're missing out, dude.
What it's about.
Well, now you get to play all of them, which is arguably even better.
Yeah, I get.
Just not like they're making new ones.
It's fun. And what if I want to play
there are none there are none.
What do you mean? What about that spinoff where Dracula wakes up in the year 2070
the fuck are
something
you talking about?
And he's like, I want to sleep.
He's in the year 3000. Not much has changed, Judd.
Not much has changed, but my castle's still here.
So it hasn't changed. So you wouldn't say but there. You would say comma, continue on.
Do we really need to argue?
Thank you, welcome.
Correcting me.
Yes, of the year 3000 parody by the Jonas Brothers, but performed
I'm
by
doing
us.
Fine.
Doing fine.
Doing fine.
This is terrible. This episode is terrible.
Thanks.
We're cultured.
This podcast is terrible.
This podcast is terrible. You're not wrong there.
It's all right. It's not like we give misinformation every episode.
Maybe.
That's true. I finally went back and read some of the comments, and I was like, wow, we were wrong. Just... all the time.
Joke's on you. If you thought this was an informational podcast, what the hell, guys?
We are entertainment first, and we're not even good at that.
I am no journalist. Yeah. I'm not a journalist. I'm just
an ist.
I'm just tired. Not tiled. What? Am I a baby now?
We've been playing too much Minecraft. Anyway.
Don't tell everyone that.
Anyway, so aside from your past experiences with Castlevania, what were your first experiences with the Netflix show? What were your first impressions?
I didn't even talk about my experience with Castlevania.
Well, no, you
I
said just, that you watched it in the past.
No, but I thought you meant the games.
Yeah, I meant...
I
meant specifically the show, but that works
the
too.
Show. Yeah, well, the games, I played the games. Castlevania 3 is real good. It's my favorite.
This is the one that the show is based off of, is Castlevania 3.
I know, it's great.
Yeah.
Oh, three. It's 3.
Yeah, it's really good. 3 has some of the best music, so fucking get on my level.
Yeah, 3.
What system is that for?
Yeah.
Dude, I love
1, 2, and 3
Lucas.
Were on NES, and then there's Super Castlevania 4 on the Super Nintendo. That one's really good, too. You may want to play that one.
Yeah.
It's not... Do you like the... Pino,
Super Castlevania what?
You've only played Soten, so I guess you don't know if you like the...
Doesn't know the NES. Oof, I love the NES.
Well, he doesn't know how the side-scroller, like, linear Castlevania games play.
I like linearity. I love Final Fantasy.
Shut up.
Don't tell nobody.
But what about just 2D side-scrollers?
I love Final Fantasy.
What about just side... Do you like Mario Brothers?
Oh, I love those Italian boys. They come over to fix my plumbing.
That's not...
Yeah. Actually, that's not a lie. There's a company here called Mario
really?
Brothers.
I've seen them around, too.
Yeah.
You don't...
That's awesome. It's just like... It's weird. It's blue. It's like a blue font, and it just says Mario Brothers. And it's not even plumbing. It's actually, I think, air conditioning or something. So,
anyway. So, what were your guys' first impressions with the show itself?
It was good.
I heard you talk about it a lot. And in the one of the servers we're part of, you guys keep talking about it. And I was like, I'm never going to watch that show. Oh, I joined a podcast.
Joke's on you, dingus.
It was all a trick.
And we'll find out if I like it or not.
Yeah.
Right now.
So did you like it? Cool. All right, we can end the episode now.
Guys, next week we're going to watch.
So, all right, I guess what should we talk about now? A presentation? Sure. I guess that's what I have literally written down and that we use for the template for every episode. Yep. So, how'd you like the animation?
What about the background information? Yeah,
why didn't you give us information, you dumb idiot?
It's fucking Castlevania 3, but it's a Netflix show. That's all you need to know.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't know it was on Netflix.
Then how'd you watch it, Pino?
I watched it on Netflix, but I'm asking like I am the consumer of this piece of meat anime.
It's technically not anime. It's not on Mal, so.
Are you telling me we watched a non-anime show?
Apparently we did, because it's not on Mal. And one of the admins said Mal also isn't...
Mal isn't the end-all, be-all.
Yeah, no, absolutely not.
Anime.
I was
because they have One Piece on there, so.
I'm going to leave this.
It's okay,
you've made that claim several times, and you haven't left yet, so. Oh, there he goes. He left the Discord call. This is boring.
When's he coming back?
Yeah, there we don't know. Oh, there he is.
Hello, my name is Trevor Belmont. No, I've come to replace whatever this is.
Trevor Belmont.
Hey, Trevor. We're doing a podcast. Is that okay?
No. Trevor, do you know what a podcast is? You're from like the zero ages.
He'll figure it out. So, would you guys?
He seems how to know to learn microphone. That wasn't English.
I mean, you
anyway,
just talk into
form.
It. It's not like it's really hard.
Yeah, hello? But sometimes you're real hello? Close to it, and no one likes that, except for me. I enjoy. Oh, wait, he left. Poor Trevor.
He's lost. Does he know what? Somebody help him.
Does he know what math is?
Nah. He knows how to read, so.
That doesn't mean much, though. Babies can read. I killed them.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, I'm Batman.
Yeah, you're just Batman with a whip. Which is arguably cooler.
Wait, how do you know who Batman is?
Oh, there's Dracula, of course. He has no parents.
You fucking got me there. I'm done. I give up. You did it.
Got him.
Wow.
Did you know it was actually me?
I'm so surprised.
I fucking strolled into that one. God.
That's what you get.
Can we talk about how the fucking show looked now?
No.
Sure. No, because I never made this series.
Well, why didn't you look?
Well, then let's just dig right into this. So, Castlevania was based on
Castlevania 3
game by Konami.
Yeah.
Of course. Castlevania 3. And this is an American adult anime.
I'm really glad you're reading
series,
Wikipedia.
According to our favorite. I almost did the jump, but you revealed
it
in.
It was the.
What does it really say?
Maybe if you read earlier and looked into it, stinky bastard.
That's how I always do these. They turn out fine.
Just look right.
The show was. So it was Powerhouse Animation Studios, and it was distributed by Netflix along with Federator Studios as well.
What else did those guys do?
Cartoons, Fairly Odd Parents, Chalk Zone, My Life is a Teenage Robot, Random Cartoons, Fanboy and Chum Chum, Adventure Time, Bravest Warriors, Two Cool Cartoons,
these
Castlevania, Bean Puppy
I'm
Cat.
I'm so confused.
They're just
what are
animators
these
from the United States. They did Federator!
That spooked me when I reached the end of the
and it's
every
green
episode.
Federator?
I was just like, what am... Yeah, and I would just wait for like the Fairly Odd Parents jingle at the end.
Shout out to Butch Hartman for being weird.
Yeah, he just kind of is.
no, don't shut up. Butch
I mean,
Hartman.
Not as in he is weird. He just kind of is.
He exists on this plane, supposedly. Yeah.
But where are we? We're on a train.
Are there snakes on this train?
Yeah. Beep beep.
Wait, why are there snakes in your plane? That doesn't seem very safe.
Well, there's, I mean, Samuel
well, I
L.
guess,
Jackson.
I guess that's the safest you'll ever be. Him. Samuel L. Jackson is there.
Oh. I mean, I guess. Me. But who's going to land the plane? Anthony Anderson. Anthony Anderson, okay. He's landed the plane. Because he played his PSP pilot simulator game.
God, that movie. Okay, looking through the history of the rest of those people, other than, like, the writers and executive producers, there's not a whole lot really going on.
There's not a lot going on in my brain.
Yeah, no. There's just... Let's see. Yeah, but most of them have been... The most credit they have is on the Netflix Castlevania show. But they might have done other stuff, but I don't give enough of a shit to look more.
Good on them.
Okay, that's kind of mean. What if they wanted to be on our show?
I mean, if they can, then they can call me out for being an idiot. That's fine.
You, can I call you out for being an idiot?
You already do.
Yeah, you're a fucking loser.
Yeah. It's pretty cool, right? So, can you talk about how the show looked?
No. I don't like it when mom and dad fight.
Chuck. You know what? I'll talk about it. And you know why?
Uh-huh.
It doesn't look like a NES game, and I was disappointed.
Yeah.
I give up.
Where is Simon? 0 out of 10.
And Simon has long hair.
The thing,
I would kiss his face.
I think they picked 3 because it had the most... Of the original games, it had the most story, but it still... didn't have a whole lot, so it was really easy to. It was really malleable. They could do a lot with that. Whereas Castlevania 1, it was just kind of Simon and he goes.
My stomach is malleable.
Yeah, shut up. And
okay.
And Simon in Castlevania 1 just kind of goes, kills Dracula, and that's it. Whereas in 3, there's actually other people there.
Why don't you kill Dracula next time?
Well, because I'm not strong enough. He'd snap me like a twig.
I did it.
Good job.
Good job, buddy.
Good job, buddy. I work alone. Yeah,
all I did was
so other than sell him not life looking insurance. At an NES like an NES game, and that disappointed you.
Yeah.
What actually was there?
It was actually very well animated.
Yeah.
Because it's very much leans into the gothic architecture along with all of the just Castlevania-esque, you know, you're just like, oh, it's fucking medieval times with whips and vampires.
Ain't no guns. So it's good. Not yet.
Why didn't they have guns? I was disappointed.
That would be really cool.
Yeah, don't all TV shows have guns?
Yeah, why didn't Dracula have a gun and just fucking shoot?
Why didn't he pull out his P90 and shoot up the place like there was nobody's
business? I mean, he did give him a year to prepare, so...
He did. He could have just invented guns. He could have just invented guns in that time.
No. This is not for their time. He probably has a room of guns. And he's like, I'm not going to use
it. In about a century, summon demons.
Wait, okay. So, hear me out, Frederator. I'm talking to you specifically.
Okay.
If you get I know you're doing a season 3, but I already know you're like already set in stone with that. For season 4, can Dracula go to sleep, wake up in modern times, and then have a gun and be a gangster in the streets of New York?
I'm pretty sure that's real. I'm pretty sure
Castlevania
that's real.
The Castlevania games do go up to modern times. Yeah.
Lord of Shadows.
Okay.
It's very possible. I'm looking it up.
Castlevania gun.
With a gun.
I'm looking it up myself.
Gun. Castlevania.
No, I'm doing it.
Gun is a projectile firing weapon used in the Castlevania series, which ammunition may consist of normal bolts or magical properties. Well, fuck. I guess they have guns.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the games go up to, like, they really do go up to, like, 2099.
But why doesn't Dracula shoot them?
Well, not in this one. Later he can.
But why doesn't he?
Well, they don't have guns yet.
Yeah. But he had so much science.
Yeah. But he doesn't have a need for a gun.
Why not?
Shoot a meteor out of nothing.
But that's a bit too showy. And that's gotta take a lot of it out of him.
Not really.
What do you mean not really?
Because you can do it in Symphony of the Night. You can do that move,
bad video
and it
games,
takes up maybe a quarter of your MP. And his probably charges refast so fast that it doesn't even matter.
Refast?
Yeah.
I'm going to go play Castlevania. Okay, but it's actually a very well animated show.
And the voice acting.
Well, we're not talking about the voice acting, you dumb piece of shit. So you're a really bad host.
I was transitioning. I didn't know you had more shit to say.
Yeah, we got to talk about the opening.
I was going to do that after this.
I don't think you did though.
Yeah, but we haven't even talked about the backgrounds.
They're good. Yeah. Gothic architecture. It's old people.
It's pretty
They're all
good.
Dead now.
But this OP isn't really anything. Comparing it to the other stuff we watch, it's apples
and
oranges.
It's different. Well, yeah. But I do like how it's very stylistic. Like that nice hand-drawn aesthetic and black and white and a little bit of red. Because you gotta have some contrast in there. And then, yeah, it's good though. And then the ending is just fucking
another Aggretsuko. I guess Aggretsuko, I don't even remember if it had a song in the ED.
Maybe.
Whatever.
I thought it was generic rock song number 3.
Yeah, pretty much. What about you, Pino? Did you like the OP?
I think Pino died. Or is he just... Oh, no. Pino's dying.
Did he turn his computer?
Did he kick his computer?
Oh, it's his network.
No. Apparently, his network's bad.
Yeah, well, it happens when...
Copy out on public radio?
Yeah, Pino, you're Discord sometimes.
Pino, you're not allowed to...
Pino, I type it out on the chat?
I think Pino quit the podcast.
I'm quitting the podcast. I'm just going to look at...
No,
Reddit,
I asked you what you thought of the OP. Yeah, that's what I'm
I didn't hear
again.
You. You were cutting out.
How'd you like the
asking,
OP?
What are you asking me? Oh, that was good.
It was like a minute and like 10 seconds.
It was like...
That's pretty much what it was, yeah.
Those are noises, all right.
Kind of basic. Those were,
It was definitely an opening.
Hard to compare it to the other stuff.
Japanese
traditional anime.
To their conglomerates. Yeah. You're not anime.
It's not anime.
So it can't be.
I'm good on it.
I hate it.
I don't want to be
anime.
Anime is disgusting.
Right.
It's terrible.
I would. Guys, if we're.
Can't believe we've done 2 seasons of anime.
If a company came up to us and wanted to make us into an anime, what genre would you want us to be?
Slice of life.
A horror.
Okay, why? What?
So that we can...
Sports?
Sports.
So instead of us, it'll be cute girls of us instead.
Ew.
And then it would just be K-On! Again. Except about a podcast instead
can
of
I be
performing
a, dog?
A band.
Could we teach children about nature's animals?
Can I be Steve Irwin, but not die prematurely? God damn.
No, you're going to die.
That's the whole twist. That's the whole hook, right?
The first season.
That I'm dying, that the Chuck cast is no longer.
That's actually what we put on your tombstone.
Really? The Chuck cast is no longer? That's actually pretty good. What is a Chuck
what
cast?
Is a but Chuck a cast?
Miserable little pile of secrets.
Have at you. If I had glass next to me, I'd throw it.
You'd shatter
but
it.
But I'm... Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Thank you.
What should we talk about now?
The plot, you dumb idiot.
Yeah. It's just Castlevania 3. Next thing.
You No, that's not... No. This is the worst episode.
All right. All right,
you
I'll
said
summarize.
Pino. You said
wait, when did I say you?
Okay, maybe you cut out. I heard I know.
It's okay, Pino. We weren't going
Pino.
After you this time. No, it's okay.
I
buddy.
Wasn't doing it. This
we
time.
Can't believe Pino's.
Yeah, it's just Castlevania.
It's just Castlevania.
But no one knows what the plot of Castlevania is.
Okay.
And you said.
Okay.
And you said.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, and you said yourself that you're like, it's so malleable, so no one knows what it is.
Well, it's because in Castlevania 3, it's just like, okay, you go to a swamp. Oh, there's a guy there. He comes with you.
Yeah.
And then...
I love that.
You go to the clock tower, and there's another guy. and you don't even really know who they are, and it's so poorly translated that even if you did know who they are, it's not like it'd matter. And they go kill Dracula, and that's it.
Guys, can we poorly translate this podcast?
And Grant isn't even in this.
Grant, it's a real shame.
Grant was in Castlevania 3. He's the thief character.
Yeah.
He could, like, climb the on first walls.
One. Yeah, he's the first one that you get whenever you're playing. It's in the second level.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, what?
He's a whole character that didn't show up in the show that was in Castlevania 3.
Who would be a...
What, you gotta explain these things. I thought we were memeing at first.
Yeah, you just go to different places and it's just like, hello, go here. And you're like, what? And then you jump on, and you jump on clocks, and you're like, "Damn, this is really good for." No, it's just really nice for an NES. Anyway, plot. That's it. We get it.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna go over this show now. You ready? So, we've got Trevor. Oh. He's a drunk guy, and
that's me.
We actually that's too far ahead. We gotta zip back in time. So a lady shows up Dracula's door. Dracula's like, dude, fuck off. And she's like, I want to learn science. He's like, okay. And then they fall in love.
And then they fuck.
And then they they totally bang.
You don't have to be that specific.
They fucking they have a bang, child. Dude.
They fall in love.
Awesome. They have nasty vampire sex.
I was just about to say Dracula's like massive cock.
Okay, we didn't have to go that far.
And then they kill his wife, and Dracula's like, oh.
Look at its exterior.
What is a cock?
What is a Dracula penis?
And then they kill his wife, and he's like, no.
And he's like, you killed my wife. And then he
My wife. And then he shows up as a pile of flames, and he's like, he tells the humans, like y'all fucked up, dude. In one year, I'm going to come out there and kill all y'all. So. And they're like, whatever, it's just Dracula. And then he actually does it. And then...
My wife!
And there's blood falling from the sky.
I'm sorry.
And people are really, really upset. It's like, oh, my kid's dead now. And Dracula's like, lol, suck it, idiot. Yeah.
My kid!
Yeah. Okay, thank you, I'm sorry. I lost it at my wife. Kind of like Dracula did. I want to kill everybody on this podcast.
In a year, yeah. Pina will kill us all. And if then, we all mysteriously disappear, I'm so sorry. It's Pina's fault.
And Dracula's a drunkard, or not Dracula. That'd be really funny if Dracula was a drunkard, too.
Dracula was really depressed. I was surprised.
He never really had a companion. Like a
couple years.
He didn't have a crush on anyone.
Because have you seen the other vampires? They're kind of dicks.
what do you mean?
Garfield was pretty fun, actually.
Garfield was
Godbrand.
He wore a kilt.
Yeah. Godbrand.
He was one of the funnier characters.
Funny monkey.
He was funny monkey.
And yeah, we're not there yet. So don't worry about it. But then we have Trevor. Okay. Trevor's a drunkard. He's a Belmont, and that's significant. And
that's me.
He gets in a bar fight, and people are like, oh, you're a Belmont. And it establishes that the Belmonts are, like, significant because most of the people watching this, let's be real, they've never touched a Castlevania game.
What do you mean? I touched a Castlevania game.
Yeah, but you're not they probably haven't. Target demographic here.
How am I not the target demographic for every piece of media I consume?
Look. I'm sorry, gamers are the most depressed people in the world. So when Netflix makes a series based on the game, they're not thinking about the gamer. They're thinking about the guy liking that Kylie Jenner
piece. Yeah. Guys, I like the egg. And not no one else is going to get this.
But the thing is, the producers really did like Castlevania, and so there were a lot of little nods. Like,
but did they like Castlevania?
They do, yeah.
But did they?
Pino, do you know what the save object is in Symphony of the Night?
Yep.
And where did you see that hexagon? In the show? You're damn right you did.
I saw it in Dracula's Castle.
That was a whole callback to it. To Shoten. Yep, that moved the castle.
It was the machine thing.
Yeah. See, that
dude,
was
that
all,
just hit me right now.
Like,
yo, that's awesome.
They really didn't care. Shut up, idiot. It's an abbreviation of SOTN. I can say it however I want.
Guys, I've never played Soten before, so I can dick on them.
You should. It's really cool. I have the.
I'll do it.
I have the ISO.
Nope. Yeah, I'm also. I'm going I'm to buy the PS Vita version for actual money and not hack it.
Listen.
Yeah,
if they
me
would,
too.
If they would put I'm it on a, Switch,
so I could play
then
Rondo
I would buy
of
it
Blood.
10 times.
But have you? But have you ever talked to Konami before?
No, but I would love to give them a piece of my mind. Konami,
I'd
if you're listening,
they would lock
Konami,
all
if you're
listening, for about a year.
No, I want to. Yeah.
Yeah, please make another Castlevania pachinko machine.
Guys,
I want
whenever we're rich and famous, do you want to buy a pachinko machine?
Whenever we're rich and famous, I'm just going to buy out Konami and make them make good games.
We're not going to be that rich, Chief. Yeah. We're not going to be that rich.
No. Watch
no.
me.
No. Watch you? Okay, what are you going to do? How are you going to get rich?
I'm going to buy out Konami.
That's not how you get rich. That's after you
that's
get
the
rich.
End
how?
Yeah?
Yeah, how do you get rich?
First, okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna take a bucket.
Okay.
You know what I'm gonna do with the bucket?
No. Okay. I don't know.
Why?
I was like, a bucket? Okay. I'm following. I got it so far.
I take the bucket. I put the bucket on my head, alright?
Okay.
I'll take the bucket. I put it on my head. And I jump off a cliff.
Okay.
But it was a rich guy's house.
All right.
Was
okay.
the cliff.
All right, feeling it.
I got you. All right. I'm following. This is right. Okay. I get you. I follow.
All right.
I understand.
Uh-huh. And then they have to give me money because it was on their property. It was a safety hazard.
Okay, so I now have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
So
naturally.
Just theoretically,
uh-huh.
I somehow fell on your doorstep.
Yeah.
And I had a broken ankle, a twisted wrist, and a hole in my head.
I would take you in. I would lay you on my bed. I would I would take care of you as if you were my own son.
I really don't trust you to take care of me. I'm sorry. But I don't believe that
that's
you'd
the
take
correct
very good
course
care
of
me.
Action.
But then would you also have to pay for all my hospital bills because apparently it's your property.
Yeah.
What?
But I would that's be rich how at that point, so it'd be fine.
Yeah, because you already jumped off with a bucket on your head. Okay. I get it. Great. Perfect.
This conversation
flawless.
Has gone nowhere.
No, we figured it out. I got all the answers I needed.
What the fuck were we talking about the show? Where did I get to? I don't remember.
I don't know.
It doesn't matter. They go.
Matter.
They go. They he finds a speaker and they're like, "Oh, we just talk." And he's like, "Why don't you write it down?" And they're like, "No, idiot."
Fucking Lamoudi.
What the hell's paper?
And then
nerd?
They're like,
"My noggin's never."
And they're like,
"Who
oh,
the hell
man,
who are you again?"
My granddaughter is lost in a cave, and he's like, "Maybe you should have written down where she was, idiot." And then they go, or Trevor goes and finds her, and he kills a Cyclops, and it's really cool. And then, and she's like, "Who are you?" And he's like, "Shut up, idiot!" And
shut up, you're dead.
And then they fall in love, and happily ever after. That was the end.
That was the end of the entire show.
And then they go and they fall into another hole. There's a lot of holes being fallen into in the show.
If you know what I mean. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Yeah, they're just very not coordinated.
They just
they're really clumsy. And they fall into another hole, and Alucard's down there, and Trevor's like, "Oh, you're a fucking vampire, dude." And he's like, "Yeah, I am." And
but he's like, "Psych, dude, I'm only half."
Nah, dude, I'm like, Jesus.
That vampire's really hot. And then they fight, and he's like,
That fight scene was
pretty lit, dude.
That's why it was so good.
Yeah. I can't. Well, because
God,
they
can't
had to hedge their
episodes.
Bets. They didn't know who the fuck was going to watch it.
Yeah, they didn't know it would do well, and well, they put effort into it, and so yeah, it did well. And
what really?
Yeah, exactly. Who's surprised?
Me.
But then they bring Alucard because they find out he's not Dracula.
Guys. Fun fact: Alucard backwards is Dracula.
What?
Get so smart.
Oh,
I learned that all by myself.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I read a Nintendo Power about it. Nintendo Power covered it.
It was on PlayStation.
Well, also Alucard was in Castlevania 3, so checkmate.
And so
and so Chuck was the smartest of everyone.
And Trevor didn't know if it was Dracula or not. He just knew it was a vampire, and he's like, there might be Dracula.
He was like, I might kill him.
I'll just kill him now. Let's get it over with. And he's like, no, I'm Dracula's kid. He's like, oh, okay.
He was like, cool, I'll kill you too.
You're just some half breed. And so.
Yeah. And he's like, what'd you call me?
And
then
they go back up and they're a team now.
They're gay now.
Yeah, they're all gay. And
they're gay lovers.
They have to. I read that
fanfic.
They all have the similar goal of killing Dracula, and so Alucard teams up with them. And he gets along with them surprisingly well, and little did Alucard know this would not be his last forte into adventuring with the Belmonts, which are supposedly his sworn enemy, but...
Well, it's Darkula's sworn enemy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, different person
totally,
entirely.
Totally, this is Alucard, entirely different, totally different character.
What did I know?
Guys, did you know? Did you know?
What?
Did you know that Alucard backwards is Dracula?
I can't believe I was never known. Really?
So then they might really be sworn enemies.
We're G.
But since it's backwards,
I don't actually remember what they do
good.
Next after the season one finale.
We're straight, dog.
They just
kind of... Let's fucking kill everyone, homie. And let's call in all
the generals,
of the vampires.
The generals are next.
General So is my favorite.
Shut up. His chicken is really good, though. Gotta
it's
give
real
him
good.
But then there, Dracula has human generals and the other...
Oh, I when you said human generals,
dude,
I
Hector
thought you
and
were
Isaac?
Gonna say human genitals, and that was
so Dracula has a set of human genitals, and the
what is my penis?
And the vampiric genitals are not happy with the human genitals. And,
you're not wrong.
And Godbrand is like, why are you putting a human in charge? And Dracula's like, just shut up, dude. Just do what they say. Like, I'm the one in charge. I'm Dracula. I'm in charge. I tell them.
I'm
making the remarks. I get to
Dracula
lead
said
the
it's
human
my
divide.
Turn to lead the humans.
Dracula said it's my turn to kill all the humans. And
we
so
are all entirely stupid.
Yeah. And so they're all mad about that, and that's a whole conflict. And eventually they kill Godbrand because one of the guys is like, you're conspiring to kill Dracula.
Dickbag,
and you're just well, she's
well,
not really
like, skip the entire
she's
lady.
Not she's gonna
what, she's yeah, the reason everybody
they're gonna do
other.
That anyway.
Were they though?
Yeah, Carmilla.
Her name was Caramel.
Her name again?
Not
Carmilla?
To be confused with Camilla.
Dude.
Mm.
Dude, Caramel. Okay, so Caramel. Damn it, Chuck. Carmilla. Mm. Carmilla shows up out of the blue and she's just like, after Dracula's like, hey guys, humans, they like to betray each other. Carmelita Spatch shows up and she's just like, hey, guess who's betraying
and
everybody?
And then Carmen Sandiego came out and was like, hey guys,
and,
it's me.
Hey, there she is, I found her.
I found her, finally.
It's me. Found you. She was in Winchala ages ago. I couldn't,
the year ages ago?
Yeah. It's unspecified.
Yeah, it's the year, and it was ages
in
ago. We are living in an e.
We
in
live
a year.
In a society,
but
homies.
They lived.
This is an episode about nothing.
I signed up for the worst thing.
we're really bad at podcasts.
So
aren't
what's
we?
Next? So yeah,
hey man,
Camilfa shows up, and she's like, "Let's go fuck our brothers," and. Then they go and they try to
that was not the
Excuse
best way
me?
To
that was a Fire Emblem joke, whatever. And
wait,
yeah,
what is
yeah, Camilfa. Yeah, yeah. And then
Camilla.
They all
want to conspire
against Dracula, and then one of the generals.
Because he think he's a saggy old man with saggy.
Thank you, Pino, for that wonderful image.
It's a really funny mental image, just like Dracula.
No.
Picture it in my head. Let me paint you.
I'm not painting.
I gotta take a shower.
No, please.
I'm not an artist.
I imagine Dracula sitting down on his throne, and he's just naked for whatever reason.
Why is he naked?
Yeah.
Dude, but you can do that.
But he has guests.
It's his castle.
Not right then.
He's sitting on this couch Pino, naked or something.
Pino.
Have you seen the size of this castle?
If you invited me over to
your home,
you
could be in any one of those rooms.
And when I got there, you're lounging on your couch, ass naked.
It's his house.
You have guests. What? I'm opening the door.
What do you mean? I'm not opening the door.
You told me to come in.
No, you don't have
you
no key.
You did. You're like, come in.
You're making a lot of assumptions.
The water's fine.
Anyway, my mental image was that, so Dracula was just naked, and he's sitting down on his throne, and he looks down, just not to look at his genitals specifically, but he looks down.
But his genitals do happen to be there at that time, so he's just like,
he sees how saggy his scrote is, and he's just like, oh man. My,
why'd you have to say scrote? Out of all the words you could have used, you said scrote. God, I hate you so much.
This is the best episode I've ever done.
This is the worst.
I remember I wanted to talk.
Well, Pino, what do you want to talk about?
That's how you know we liked it.
Well,
we liked it a lot. That's why the Wobo episode was the way it was.
Nothing was done that episode.
It's just a waste of time.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Wait, can I finish that? Can I finish Garb's thought? Dracula's in there. He looks down. He says, "What is a man but a naked pile of
lies?"
No! His scrote is
just saying scrote. Oh my god!
I just really like the image of Dracula sadly looking at his testicles.
Why?
I don't know.
Dracula, what's wrong? Leave me alone.
I'm a vampire.
I'm not allowed
to come in unless I'm invited, so you should follow the same rules.
Come in. Get it? Also, why didn't they ever talk about that?
How could he get in a room?
You see the words.
That seems like a very fatal flaw for vampires, right? Yeah,
maybe these vampires don't. You know how every vampire rule set is
different? Oh, wait. Mm-hmm. I think I know why.
Yeah? Well, say it.
They hadn't invented doors yet, so there was no way to invite them in.
Oh my god! Because
it's just open.
Don't worry about that one.
There's a hole in the front door.
What about the front door?
You're in. It's simple. You're there. You're in. You can just waltz on in. You don't have to ask anyone to come in. They have an opening for you.
Yeah.
I've played Castlevania 3.
What do you mean?
I know what this is about. To be fair, there are a lot of doors in Castlevania 3.
Yeah.
That was a really missed oversight by Warren Ells. Not including doors in Castlevania itself.
You were disgusted about that when we said scrote four times. God, I hate.
What do you mean?
This entire episode.
We've said it four times.
After Dracula got real sad about a scrote, he got his genitals together and
he got his genitals all together.
And they went. They went to attack, but while
even
that was going on, Trevor was like, "Ah, fuck! We should go back to my house real quick."
Fuck! I can't believe
I left the stove on. And they went to check on the stove, and like, okay, cool. And then his house was gone, and he was like, oh, shit, I must have forgot
my
to turn
brownies.
Off. And they go into the basement, because all the good shit's in the basement. And
what are they, like...
That's where they keep the flour.
Yeah, they go into the basement, and
there's weird
a bunch of stuff
and they're
there.
Fucking blazing it up.
Yeah, and they're using this token. And Alucard is like, and Alucard's like, dude, this is like
Alucard's looking at a mirror
dedicated to killing my ancestors.
And I was like, fucking nice, dude.
Fucking epic.
He's like, my people, are not your Instagram post. Come
that's
on,
not my, that's my culture. You're appropriating vampire culture.
You're by appropriating fun my Dracula's culture. Scrote.
To be fair, I really did then, like the whatchamacallit, the Belmont Keep. That was actually a really cool set piece.
Oh yeah.
That was probably my favorite locale. Well, show.
There's a ton of trivia in there.
They
just had too many stairs.
There's a lot of trivia. You can see all sorts of enemies.
No, but we don't do it, so don't say it.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying it's there. Okay.
Fine, we don't do trivia.
But I want to know.
I saw an article one time. Hold on, let me.
Oh, good.
But I've been playing
the game. He didn't even know what the trivia was. God, he just said there was trivia, and he's like, trivia, well, that's that, I guess.
Hold on, give me like two. We can stall. This whole fucking podcast is just us stalling. What's it matter stalling. To just do it for a couple more minutes?
But a miserable pile of podcast? Words and shit posts. And no.
Okay, I can't find the article again, so I give up. But you can find like the bone dragon that's in Castlevania 1.
The bone saw is ready.
Yeah, you know, in Castlevania 1, the guess Pino wouldn't. You've never played Castlevania 1?
No, I have. I was just being.
You
an
know
asshole.
The long bone boys.
What?
The long.
That doesn't help me. Is he a skeleton? The long boys. Is he a skeleton?
Yeah, he's a skeleton, but he's just a head in like a line.
Yes.
And they're
wiggly
squiggly.
Yes.
Yeah, those guys. You can find their skulls. You can find a bunch of the sub weapons. You'll just have to look it up.
I love Subway.
But there's a ton of cool little nods to the whole series, really. And you can tell that the people working on this clearly loved the source material that they were working with.
Unlike Konami.
You know what? I think it was a video that I watched, actually. But
thanks for this wonderful insight.
Someone go find that video. Go watch it.
No.
Go watch that video. It'll be more interesting than this.
No. If they've stayed for this long, I don't know what kind of people they are. I wouldn't trust them looking up videos.
A miserable little pile of
what are our listeners?
Shit.
Just a miserable pile.
Yeah. If you listen to this podcast,
you guys are great.
God help your soul.
Email us at funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com.
Guys,
tweet at us at funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, do that one.
Guys, don't be afraid to tweet.
Guys,
at
don't
guys,
be afraid
us.
To send
if you
an
think
email. Don't be afraid. Fine.
Send us an
guys,
email.
Okay,
I sure
guys.
Do. I'm gonna
fucking die on this hill. Trevor Belmont is hotter than Alucard.
Nope.
All right.
Nope.
So
yes.
In the,
nope. Yes.
Nope.
Yes.
Nope.
That boy is a twink.
Nope.
He's twink.
Did you see him?
I could snap him over my knee.
No, you couldn't. He's a vampire.
He's a toothpick.
No.
He's a billion years old. His bones are dust.
Okay. Listen.
He doesn't. He was in a coffin.
I mean, he drinks his milk every day.
You didn't play Soten.
What do you mean, little stuff?
What do you think that little stuff was coming in? Yeah, he's eating.
I have a much more personal attachment to Alucard.
And I have a much more personal attachment to Trevor. Step
off.
Yeah,
Trevor sucks.
No, he doesn't. He's drunk and he whips people. That's all I want.
Yeah, and Alucard is sober and he fucking eats them.
That's a no-go from me, Chief. I only want my men drunk as hell.
I want him before me.
God, why did you even say that? Why?
I set it up. I'm
concerned for both of you.
What were you just set up? You just said, four, dude.
No,
fucking
I said
nice
that
setup,
Alucard
idiot.
Eats people.
Then why?
I set up the Vorjode.
It's brought to you...
Guys, this episode of the Funky Anime Podcast is brought to you by Garlic.
It's brought to you by the letter V for vampire and Vor.
This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Dracula's scrote.
No! I hate it. I hate this. I'm leaving the podcast.
Oh. All right, so they do a thing, they beat Dracula, and then everybody of the henchmen that lived decided to go on with their lives doing other
stuff.
They set
up for another show. It's fine.
No, one of my favorite scenes in this show season is when Dracula and Alucard are in the bedroom fighting.
Yep, that's a good one.
And then he just fucking walks up the steps.
Alucard. Yeah.
But
Curd milk.
Because Alucard is a badass.
You glossed over. Okay, spoilers, guys. He glossed over the fact that Dracula became a human for a couple minutes right there.
I'm killing my boy.
He just realized what he's been doing a couple killing times his boy.
Because they established
I was real sad about that.
He fell in love with
my wife.
Name, his wife. But, yeah, they showed early on that he does have.
Guys, I can't believe that Dracula is just Borat.
That explains my slickness.
I'm my killing boy. my son that my wife
I'm killing my boy. Yeah.
No, but I like that little tinge of humanity.
Yeah, Vladimir
Dracula,
Putin.
My boy had. Or sorry, Vlad Tepes.
That little of humanity within Vlad.
Shut up.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And the whenever they storm into the castle and Bloody Tears plays.
Wait a second.
Wait a
second. Is Castlevania just JoJo?
Per episode mention of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure? Wow.
Viner just sounded so defeated.
We did it.
The streak will never be broken. Wait, did we talk about it in the Christmas special?
Did we?
Who gives a shit?
Yeah. Yeah, we did. I said, Linus's blanket is like
Emerald
Splash.
Because
no one has ever.
Everyone can deflect the Emerald Splash.
No one can make fun of my blanket.
Okay.
Everyone makes fun of your blanket, Linus.
Let's talk about anime.
This is an anime, though.
Yeah, let's talk about the characters. Guys, we didn't talk about that ending. I know why we didn't talk about that ending.
No, the song. Yeah. That's just a theory, though.
Anime, OPs, and ending. That's just.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we got Trevor. He's a Belmont.
There's no ending.
The Belmonts are cool.
Characters. He's hot as hell, dude.
The Belmonts are cool.
He's fucking ripped, dude.
Wait, hold on.
So yeah, I was very confused throughout this entire series. I was confused.
Richter's a bad boy. You can't kill him.
I don't remember.
I don't remember on the timeline if Simon
you can't
hadn't
kill
existed.
Me yet. No, Simon had already existed.
Okay.
He died a fucking long ass time ago.
Simon was previous. Yeah, and
Richter's way after this.
What's his name? Richter's after. It's like 300 years after or something. But like I remember watching. I was like, "Where's Simon? Who is this little boy?" And then I realized he's the only.
That's why there's
Belmont.
Two
like,
Belmonts in Smash because there's so many.
We're in here for
the
long
run.
Two Yelmonts, am I right, fam?
You steal men's souls and make them your slaves.
You eat men's souls.
The same could be said of all vine posts.
He threw me so far.
But yeah, did you have any more questions? Yeah, Trevor's great.
Trevor's great. I love Trevor.
I like Trevor. Trevor was real cool. His introduction was like very, very interesting, and I like that over the course
of like
two episodes. I really got a good like grasp
of all
of
his personality traits. Like, to where, okay, you just know who he is. Boom, there we go. No, continue with the series.
He's a drunk that fucking kicks ass.
I'm just a drunk.
Exactly.
No, I'm a drunk that cares about old people.
Lovable, that's a thing. He kicks ass.
He's still very humanly flawed, as a good character is.
Joke's on you. The only person here who isn't flawed is me.
Oh,
I'm perfect in every way.
Yeah.
And that's not hubris. That's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good bit.
Whack.
That's fuck. I said my actual name. I'm a dumbass.
Nobody knew. You didn't have to say that. For now, we gotta guys, blur spoilers. It out. Before you dox yourself.
You don't know what my real name is,
guys. Yeah. I can't believe Chuck is Dracula.
Guys, guys, it's my actual
you
name
can't
is.
Can't believe it. What is Chuck. What is a
that's,
Chuck?
That's just Chuck backwards.
I didn't notice it was Chuck backwards.
Thank you.
Bless you.
That was good.
He's real good. Oh yes.
He's a good. I like his design.
He's just been in a lot of fights. They didn't explain the scar. To show that he's been in a lot of fights.
That.
No.
I mean, it could have been something important. I mean,
sometimes
one piece of why my character is facially deformed.
Just a scar, nothing more.
What does a large penis? But to just a scrot.
What is a scar?
God, I hate it.
This is the scrot
what
episode.
What is a scar on my scrot? It's a
God, I never wanted an episode of the podcast to be labeled as the scrot episode. God, that's
it's
disgusting.
It's a real big shame that can't be the thumbnail.
God, I would never.
on Dracula? Oh, I'm
you can
totally
just put Peter Griffin's
that.
Chin on
I'm not
going to
put that
face.
On, though.
No? Anyway,
what
next
is
we have Cypher. I'm just gonna go over the main ones because we've already talked too much.
Yeah, well, because Dracula and
I
Wolf
like
Frang and
Cypher's real
Camilla
well,
are the only other real.
To,
No, and then the two humans. We'll talk about them too. Yeah. But other than that,
okay. Yeah, she's a speaker, and at the end,
I
she's
talk
like,
about
you know what?
Yeah, but,
the speakers
Cypher's real good. I
we
like.
Should have written this shit down.
Yeah, it's, well, she's not wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. She was like, hey, what
I
a
like
wonderful
you,
kind of
let's
day.
Let's continue having adventures. That
but they do
cool.
have a kid.
I knew I could play.
Who is Trevor's?
Hey, but we can learn to walk and slay.
What? Wait, what was that? Wait, what words did you just say that you're like, what's Trevor do?
Let's see. Okay,
let's jump right into it.
Family, his great grandson is Christopher Belmont. Okay, so we don't know who
Christopher
his son
Robin.
Is. Yeah, it's Christopher Robin. So
Christopher Robin.
So yeah, we don't know who his son
Christopher
is.
Christopher Robin. What is a man? Christopher
His great grandson is Christopher
what
Belmont.
What is a man?
So who's Christopher
Robin?
Belmont's son?
Me.
Okay, so. So,
God, we don't have enough
really,
goddamn
are we really
time
going
no,
to
no,
the
no,
geology
no, no.
in the middle of the character
quick.
Analysis.
This is quick.
Who speaks in a Hispanic accent?
I like redhead anime women, so wait. That's... Huh? Shoo shut.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just getting confused reading this, so...
And
sadly,
she
she's
hair,
not a teacher.
Very...
Yeah.
I like she's very sassy. She's...
I bet you she's a thot.
She teaches... she's I mean, I bet you she's hot. She
You little
pile
squint.
Of secrets.
Excuse you, you take that back, you little. little pile of
Do
secrets.
Do you have anything else about Save Our Cypher? She's a magic
no.
user. God. It's cool.
It is a really good motif. It's very nice.
I like
nice.
Her
well,
blue. The blue color
you know why?
And the
because the original Castlevania used blue and orange because they're contrasting colors on the opposite side of the color wheel.
Yep. Yeah.
Checkmate. Got him. And that's. And that's how it stands
oh, that's
out
so cool.
in
Checkmate
the background.
Catholic
okay, continue.
Church.
Okay, Alucard.
They really they did.
Yeah,
that
it's,
was,
dude,
that was,
they really do the church dirty in this one. Every like usually in
no,
media they're like hey,
everybody
we got some
gone.
There was a point
here,
where I
but
forgot
we got some good
this
ones over here.
Fiction,
nah, everybody here is
like,
corrupt.
Man, did the church really do that? That's pretty fucked Yo. Up. And I was like, no, this isn't real.
Garb's literally just like sitting.
Dude, I can't
just
believe
like
they did that in Middle
like,
Eastern
wow,
Europe,
up.
Dude.
What the fuck, guys? Yeah, yeah. He's like.
Dude,
he
stabs the pump out like a knife. Underneath
pretty
whack
shit.
Going on.
You guys' Garb impressions are spot on.
I know. Thank you.
Dude, I'm doing a Jack Douglas one. So making all
it's
punch?
Crazy.
Just make holy water. What's going on here?
Yeah, then we have Alucard, who's objectively the coolest. No objection. Oh, no, is he actually
No, he died. Guys, there's only two people now. And yeah. Pino, I hope you know if you mute in Discord, you don't mute the audio track, so I still get to hear you cough your ass off. Yeah. Alucard's cool, but not the best.
Oh, I'm not coughing. Yeah, you're going to hear this and you're going to like it, you little scrunch.
What the fuck did you... Oh, did you call me an N-word?
Left you a little message.
What?
What? You got to bleep that. You can't say that.
What? Why did you call me in a Nintendo Entertainment System?
I'll time code it. Well, almost time code it.
He brought it back.
I didn't bring it back. I kind of just like sat here Nintendo for a minute Chalmers. Trying to think of something.
Oh, Super Nintendo Chalmers. Oh, no, I that's hope the Super Effects chip.
I hope you're ready for an unforgettable game.
Yeah. Anyway, Alucard's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I had a cough out.
You okay?
Stuff.
Oh, I think he's just muting
my lung.
Yeah, I think he's just muting so he can talk shit about us behind our back. Anyway,
I think we've just memed way too hard.
Guys,
I'm coughing, Alucard's dude. Okay, I can't cough.
No, he's awesome. You didn't play Soten, so you're not as attached to him as I am.
I played Castlevania 3. That's why
yeah,
I'm attached.
But he doesn't have. You don't see him. Talk to yeah. his dead mother in Soten, and it turns out to be a succubus.
Well, yeah, I would think so, because fucking you can't talk to a dead person, idiot. Bam, bam, Alucard's a dumb piece of shit. Bam,
no,
bam.
He was transported.
Shot fired. Bam, bam, bam. Wow, bam, bam, dead. Bam, bam, he's the worst. Bam, bam, we got guns in Castlevania now. Bam, bam, bam. Got you, dude. Get out
it's
of here.
It's a shame that no one will ever hear
Damn,
that.
He got you, dude. I don't know what to say.
That was really good, Chuck.
Guys, if you want to hear more of this, subscribe to our Patreon.
Dude, what a shame, dude.
Who else is there? Oh, yeah, the genitals. So, which one do you want to...
Show me your genitals. Your genitals.
Okay, no, I really want to talk about your genitals. I'm going to show you mine. I call him Hector.
Hector was
so,
the...
Hector, I no, believe no, Hector
no, he
was
the axe
unit.
He was the long.
He was the one with hair, right? He had hair.
So was he the guy that whipped himself, or the guy that brought Sans
brought
dog back to life?
Sans dog.
Okay, yeah.
You know,
it was Sans dog. So
I don't know who the other person's name was.
Yeah, I mean, thank you.
Isaac was
so
an interesting dynamic.
I think
sure.
Isaac
Between
was
the
a
two,
more interesting
I really
like character.
Isaac had a real.
I think that I liked Hector a little more.
Hector is a little bitch, baby.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
Of course.
Hector's
I know you feel uncomfortable oh, saying the word bitch.
Yeah, baby. Dude. Thank you for saying it for me. Especially the word. I mean, you know, it's word, worse than a worse than child and baby, so. Yeah.
A child. No!
There's only one thing worse than a rapist.
A child.
Yeah.
No, but yeah.
Betrays
no, after,
Dracula.
I will never betray Dracula.
Betrays Dracula. He's like, I'll never like betray Dracula. Oof. I've just betrayed Dracula.
Soup.
Yeah.
But I... Yeah. Even
it's
from the beginning, I was just like, I'm
the,
not into this guy.
Isaac
this bald
is completely
guy. Nah,
obedient
this bald
to Dracula.
Guy.
He's 100%
hard.
Into it.
Yeah.
And Dracula knew that, and that's
He's
why
like,
at
yo,
the end he
I'd
pushed him
Dracula
out into
naked
the portal
on the couch
to another world. He's like, dude, you are too good. You're completely obedient. You deserve to live. So get out of here. And he yeets him out.
He sent him into the nether.
He pops out and he's like, oof.
And he's like, I'll see you in a couple hundred years.
There's a bunch of zombie pigmen. He's like, oh, this is where they all went. Guys, my Minecraft headcanon is that Hector made all
guess.
The zombie pigmen.
You have to change your skin to him now.
Guys, is Castlevania,
dude, Castlevania
just the prequel
place in the Minecraft
to Minecraft? Stay tuned for this 10-minute video and find out.
It's exactly 10 minutes, 1 second, so you know we had to stretch for content.
We really had to go.
It definitely didn't steal this from an oracle.
And it's okay. I did on my own research.
That's why I just gave up on finding the article.
Oh.
Which sounds like, whatever, I don't need to just read an article on the podcast. Shout out
to MatPat's kind of a piece of shit, though.
Kinda.
We love you, MatPat. Don't worry. I mean, he simultaneously whipped
things
and nay-nayed. What, did any of the Belmonts do that? Yes. I don't think so. They only whipped.
Don't worry. Whenever we see each other, I'm gonna whip on you.
I don't even know what it is.
You don't know how to whip?
No.
We're gonna.
Okay. Wait, so whenever whip. We I'm meet, I'm gonna foot out and then your left foot in, left foot out, and shake it all about.
No, you take your left foot out.
No, you whip.
No.
Yeah.
That's wrong.
Shake it all about.
Shut up, bitch.
Yeah.
thanks for dating the episode.
Whatever. A new thing comes out about Trump every fucking day. They'll never be able to tell which one that was.
But what if I'm Mario Jumpman Mario?
Yeah. What if I'm Mario Jumpman?
You're
Belmont?
Not allowed to speak ever again, Pino. I hope you
what
cough and choke
Mario?
And die.
I'm already Mario.
Hey, fuck you, Luigi.
Hey.
I'll be Luigi. Nerf Luigi.
What were we talking about?
Your rights of Simon.
Then talk about him. No, talk
we're
about him.
About, I really actually did want to talk about
okay,
the
thank
guy,
you. That's
y'all
all
y'all just distracted
to
me.
Yeah. Well, he's right.
I like his
say
character
more now.
Very much. You guys already stated the.
Just ignore Chuck. He's bullying you. I can't believe
this is why I don't love humans anymore.
It's really good, isn't it?
Guys, this is the worst episode. Okay, Pine, you can actually talk. I'm sorry, I'm being a big old piece of scrote.
You're being a big old scrote.
I don't have anything to
this
say
is the
to
last
you boys
episode
anymore.
Of the podcast. It's over. We're done. We've given up. But yeah, we
all
didn't talk like that
at
all.
Yeah, because you interrupted me when I tried to talk.
His voice actor was very good.
I don't
good.
Care
I also,
about
I
you.
I enjoyed the voice actor a lot. All the voice acting was great.
God, I'm sorry. That sounded like a really
I don't care that
real
you broke
for
your
a second.
It was really funny, though. It's okay if it was mean.
You sounded real, dude. It's like that scene from Mean Girls where one of the girls is just like,
you can't sit here.
Just,
a Mean Girls
just like, oh,
reference
shoot, things got real.
In the Castlevania episode of a fucking
that's, she's the best,
anime podcast.
She's the best Mean Girl.
That's all you really wanted, right? Yeah,
that's what you come to
talk,
the
I'm
funky
sorry.
Anime podcast for. Because we're all just Westerners in this wide world of anime.
You can't sit here.
You
can't
sit
here.
Do you have to talk about the genitals?
Oh, God, why do we keep calling them
voice
the
acting
genitals?
Great.
It's funny.
I fucking hate it.
No? No more on the genitals? Okay.
Pino,
so
are you
still talking
the
about the voice acting?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
it
that's
was really
right.
Good. Especially Trevor.
I'm a fan of the voice
the
acting. Everything was great. It's just sometimes it was like,
Yeah, every once in a while they were so quiet
especially
that I had to
Alucard,
turn
like,
subtitles on.
Well, Alucard's also a fucking edgy, hot topic.
Okay,
piece
but
of
that's
shit,
that's why 18 Alucard. In Symphony of the Night, Alucard is like, "Where is my mother?" And I'm
fucking dead. When did Alucard become Solid Snake?
That's really
where's
like,
my mother?
It's me, Alucard.
That's like how he talks.
Where's my father? Big dragon.
fucking big.
I mean,
dragon.
They are both
right.
Konami.
Big they're both thing. Conan O'Brien.
And it's me, Andy Richter. Dude, Andy Richter. He's a Belmont.
Andy Richter, dude. Guys, I can't believe Andy Richter's the Belmont.
Dude,
of
Andy Belmont,
Conan
Andy
O'Brien,
Richter's.
And Vlad Conan Sepesh.
Then write it down. Write it down.
Yeah.
No, I can only speak it.
That'll be the thumbnail.
Oh my, right? We are speakers. We do not carry our history on paper.
We do not care to write it down.
That sounded it's okay, borderline it's fine. Racist, Pino.
Fine, I'll do smoke signals.
No!
Are we just no longer gonna bleep that out? Is that just, are we just gonna let him have free reign on
I'm
you?
I'm too lazy. Okay.
Yeah.
I
think we explained it.
We did in a bonus episode, but I already had to bleep out my name in this episode. I can't do more.
Those bleeps cost money, man.
That's too much.
It's okay. They now do. Only we know that you're really Dracula.
Oh, fuck. Don't tell anyone.
Okay. So, yeah. What else do we want to talk about?
What the fuck were you talking about?
Cool, yeah.
Nothing. Cool.
Time for the ratings.
I guess it's, yeah. No other segments. Nope. Nope. No more.
I didn't realize you were trying to lead me into something until after you said
No, I didn't know either until I said, nope, there's no other ones. No
hey guys.
Other segments.
Hey, guys. Hey guess, guys. Guess what's happening.
Hey, guys.
Welcome to the 31st edition of the Who's the Best Girl, the part of the podcast where each contestant puts a choice for best girl to duke it out for the title of best girl. The contestants forever, for 1,000 years at this point, are Pino Garb and myself. Who are you each advocating for?
Man, you're really good at saying that fast now. I vote for Alucard.
I vote for Cypha. Cypha, thanks.
I vote for Trevor.
Alright, what a surprise. We all picked the characters.
Psych, I picked Godfrey. No.
Are
I didn't
really?
Like Gilbert
Godfrey. No.
What is a man?
Gilbert Godfrey.
I can't. What is a man?
Pink one gives me the shits. Whenever I smell fire, I make this sound.
So Alucard's really hot. Yeah.
He's
really hot. So am I.
You know, you.
He's a pale bitch.
You're right.
That doesn't mean I like you either.
You both pales have of a feather longish flock together. Hair. It's flowy.
Yeah.
He pulls it off. You do not.
See, exactly. I just want to be Alucard. That's it. That's why I like him as a character.
I don't like
I
you.
I want to be Alucard.
Okay. I want to like be him. A he's Nintendo like, Switch. He's a very human vampire, in a sense.
Yeah. That's funny, because he's not human.
He's half. Yeah, I forget what the name is.
That sounds kind of bad.
That was the point. That's why I
there's
said.
There's a name for that.
But he's a vampire.
There's
it's
a name
real,
for
so
a
fine.
Half vampire, half human. I don't remember.
You don't know if vampires are real or not.
Well, if they are, then they're going to kill me tonight, and this is the last thing I'll ever record.
But no, good. Yeah, he's a pretty good character. I enjoy his design. His chemistry with Trevor is like probably the funniest thing I've ever seen.
It's real good. So good, dude.
Yeah, it's a real good dynamic between.
Oh
two.
Come on, we're not children.
Eat shit and die. Yeah. Oh yes. Fuck you.
They like kind of like each other. They get
Trevor
along,
in the end was like, "Hey, you're my bud." He's like, "Nah, screw you. You're a Belmont. Ha nerd."
Get no,
I was screwing you. I was probably I audibly laughed, and I had a wonderful time.
Oh,
I
yeah.
replayed that scene twice. It was great.
Yeah, there were quite a few laugh out loud moments.
Yeah, but he's like a couple hundred years old.
He's real old. I don't go for those.
I'll be
cougars.
His pet. That's
fine.
Ooh, don't like that.
No.
Don't like that one. No.
What's wrong with that one?
What is a pet?
I'll say it for you again. Yeah. I will be his pet.
That's what Carmilla called Dracula's wife.
Yeah. That was why I said that.
See, you're just being triggered by something that wasn't really there.
Topic
See?
With the show.
I'm not
going to call
I'm
all
just...
the social studies teachers to show you that you are wrong.
Wait,
the
are you
going to
what? What social studies teacher are you going to call up? What grade?
Sixth grade world history.
He's thinking real hard.
Sixth grade. Did I take world history in sixth grade?
I should
not even have in sixth grade.
I'm illiterate.
We all know that already. Also, why didn't you take the goddamn bell off your cat again?
Because he's a Belmont.
Because she wasn't in my last life. I left it on so Pino could make that joke. It was all
Alucard's planned. Alucard's a stinky bastard.
Wow, dude. That's a little dumb. Deep, dude.
I got him, dude.
He just wants to avenge his mother.
Just as deep as that fucking spike he stabbed into his dad's chest.
Yeah. Dude, his mother just died 100 years
too
ago.
Too soon, dude. And his dad slit his chest open. Ago. Like, come on, dude.
Yeah. He's had a rough life, okay? And like Sypha said, he grew up biologically really quickly, so inside he's still just an angsty teenager.
What did you say?
Wait, so you want to date a teenager?
Wait a second. Well, he's 100 years old. Wait a minute.
Wait a second. Let me do the math real quick.
Pino, can you say how you
is a human? That's about it. Thank you.
Yeah, she's good magical. Job. She could make you toast.
I'll be the one making the toast in the relationship. Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, you can hold the bread and she can shoot the fire.
You know what? That sounds like a great
idea.
Do you
not trust her aim?
Sounds like a great idea. I thank you for that. Thank you for the idea. No, she's great. She's very funny. She's just looking for a home, man.
She's so smart.
She's like a smart human library.
Unlike the rest of us here.
What is this? Okay.
Oh, did you post an image? I don't have the channel.
No, yeah. I posted an image of Trevor Belmont from the manual of Castlevania 3, and he looks like a goober, and it's perfect. It's perfect.
I see. That's why he got drunk at the tavern. He's trying to forget that.
Forget that painting he had of him.
That's why I burned the house down. It didn't really get destroyed.
I didn't really leave the oven on.
I did it on purpose. No, but the fact that she is probably the only woman in the speakers, right? Or like probably the only, because like, you know, we all thought, that it was the grandson stuck underneath, and it's like, oh, it's one of those grandson, but it's actually a granddaughter kind of trope thing going on.
Well,
grandpapa.
Anyone who's played Castlevania 3 knows.
Why you gotta single me out like that, Garb? All I did was give my opinion. Come on, can I please just have my moment to shine? It's just not that hard, you know? I'm just the only... You know, fine. Anyways.
No.
She's great. Orange.
Only you can make me chuckle like that, Pino.
Thank you. No, she's great. She's got magic powers. We could, like, basically, like, fly up in an ice cube and then throw it off the side so that it doesn't melt my house. She's great.
If that isn't romantic, I don't know what is.
She's very emotional.
You're right.
Like she seeks companionship, which is really great.
That's true.
She's adventurous, so like
really
I could probably
this,
die
clearly.
Hanging out with her, but you know, I'll take the chance. I'm sure I'm not a Belmont, but you know.
Take a chance on me. I'll do the very best. I'm losing my voice.
She's great. Okay, 10 out of 10. You're next, Chuck.
Okay, what's up, gamers? Let's talk about the best, Trevor Belmont. He's a fucking...
Man, we're showing real disrespect.
Dude, I'm talking to my
sleep. Just wait. I'll wait till...
Just don't tell Chuck.
Just don't tell Chuck.
Trevor Belmont's great.
He's drunk.
He's so good. Sometimes you gotta drink away the pains. His entire family's dead. Everyone hates him, but I don't.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
everybody likes the Belmonts.
So. He might be better off without him.
Well, but he's also just great.
Yeah. He learned how to live on his own. He knows how to take care of himself.
And guess what? He's in Castlevania 3, objectively the best Castlevania game.
No, that's just wrong.
It's Castlevania fighting game.
Have you listened to the soundtrack of Super Castlevania 4?
Have you heard that one song?
Have you listened to that's in literally every Castlevania game,
but it's in the best one, Smash Brothers Ultimate for the Switch.
Oh, yeah, baby!
To the Bintendo bitch.
Wait a second. You can't say that word. That's
illegal.
Do you have anything more to say about your shitty girl?
First off, it's grill, you dumb sack of shit.
Whatever.
What do you mean,
what is a grill?
I just heard my cat growl, and I never hear her growl.
It's because you're being a bitch boy.
I never finished my quote. What is a grill?
No one likes you.
Only a sad excuse. I don't know.
A miserable little pile of wife.
A miserable pile of bad girl. It's angry weebs fighting over who's the best.
Guys, and he is the best.
I don't know. He's also a little kid in a teenager's body.
He's not, though. He's a big, burly man.
He never had a childhood.
Did you see what he took off?
Do you know who else didn't have
a
childhood?
Did you see what he took off?
Michael Jackson.
Did you see when he...
Of all the things that have come up and that I expected to come up, Michael Jackson was not one of them.
Well, you know what, gamers?
Yeah.
If you want to tell me that I'm right, mm-hmm. and that Trevor Belmont is the hottest boy, email us at funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com. Once again, that is funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com, or tweet at us at 3WeeBros. What I said before, that was an email. Now this is a Twitter handle.
Wow.
Guys, please just email us and say that Alucard
is
hot.
Tell us what we can not do next time.
Wait.
I imagine number one on the list of things for us to not is Dracula's script. next segment.
And we're just going to check that off the counter right there. All right.
Okay.
So, miscellaneous. Anything else? I have a couple things I want to say, but if you guys want to go
first.
Well,
I mean, we previously mentioned that after I watched the series, Garb got me into the Symphony of the Night. Been playing that halfway through, apparently. Is great.
He just got to the inverted castle.
I wasn't expecting
that, but I was sort of expecting that.
Did you look that up, or did you just find the inverted castle?
I wanted to clear all the map because it bothers me when there's like a dark spot on the map. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so while I did that, I was like, well, I want to make sure I'm not missing any secret rooms. And then I realized the fairy tells you that there's like a room everywhere. But yep. I didn't know what to do for one of the things in like the catacombs. So I looked and I accidentally saw
catacombs.
Was it the bat area where it's like really dark?
Yeah, that one.
Okay. And yeah, you're supposed to get the spike.
Yeah. And then that's like somewhere else. And it was confusing. And then I realized while I was looking at the picture that there was the same map upside down. And I was like, what is this, guys? Yeah, guys, what's going on here? And then I realized that's probably the next part of the game. And then I was like, hey. And then I wrote to Garb, like, hey. The castle's upside down.
And I was like, oh, cool, you're halfway through.
And I was like, excuse me. He's like, yeah, you know where everything is now, so just do it again.
Yeah, there's new enemies, there's new bosses.
And you said new music.
You already found the succubus.
Yeah, succubus.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And
unfortunately, most of the music in the inverted castle isn't as good as the original, but they're still good in their own right. I liked them a lot.
After a little bit, I started looking a little bit more, and they said that, like, I guess there's some, like, would you agree that there's, like, multiple endings, I guess, for the game?
Yeah,
so, like, yeah. I'm imagining if I didn't explore all that, I would have killed Richter and been like, haha, I did it.
Yeah, and you would have told me that, and I would have said, did you get to the inverted castle? You would have said no, and I would have said, go find some rings.
And go find the silver and gold rings. Yo, yeah, the music in the cavern is lit, dude.
Oh, dude, the whole soundtrack is so
You know what? It's true.
Good.
It's real good.
Dude, Marble Gallery?
Oh.
That's my jam.
I like the librarian.
Yeah, library is really good. I like the graveyard theme.
Oh.
Oh. Bam.
That was like so. It was like when I got there, I was like, I was expecting something more spooky, but it's like, nah, dude. You're going to jam while you're
fucking
here.
Metal. It's so
dude,
good.
Dude, hang out. Have a beer.
This whole episode was just an excuse to gush about
this. This was just Garvin Pino talk about. And featuring Chuck again. Hi, Chuck.
Hi.
Good times.
You should play it.
Yes, yeah, real good.
No.
Yeah.
You can't make me.
But now I want to buy. Now I want to provide to the developers and play Rondo of the Blood.
Yeah. I haven't even played Rondo, but I probably should. But if only they would have fucking ported it to the Switch instead of PS4.
But I got a
PS4.
Fucking
Konami. No, Sony's evil. I refuse to ever get a PlayStation.
Guys, there goes our Funimation partnership. They're owned by Sony.
Whatever. Fuck Sony.
Good.
Say it 100 times again.
Wait, no.
No, there goes our video game deal with Sony.
I own a Sony console. No. It's called the PlayStation Vita.
I own the PlayStation 14.
I own the PlayStation 2.
I own the PlayStation 4.
PlayStation 2 is a solid console.
Yeah.
You're a solid console.
You're a solid snake.
Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, dun. So anything else you said you wanted
my
to
car.
Share? Did you want us to share anything?
Huh?
You want to share?
I have something to say about the show.
Oh, before,
yeah,
before
you say it. No, you say it first, Scribble X.
Okay, so show's fucking violent.
Yeah.
You're violent.
Dude, you're right. Episode one,
I only found out...
Oof.
Oh, yeah. I only found out just a minute ago that it was rated TVMA because...
Yeah. Because a lot of people died and there's a lot of blood and there's a lot of scariness.
It hit me the other day that I'm like, oh, wait, fuck. I'm 22. I don't ever have to check age ratings ever again in my life. So I just kind of forgot that... Now, sometimes things are just super gory.
Yeah, like usually I'm not into the whole gory kind of aspect, but for some reason this time around I was like, dude, what the heck's going on? It's very metal in here. I'm staying.
Well, they had to do that to establish the tone that they wanted to set.
That's true,
right? Because there's no other way to show how fucked up what Dracula is doing other than showing people be brutally murdered like
That's true.
That. Because there's no other way to show just how evil what he's doing is.
What I liked is the fact that anytime like any person would die, what it felt like was every time somebody was impaled or like torn in half, it was like they're tearing a piece of tissue paper. That's how it felt. It was just like so easy, and I was it was that moment where I was just like, you know, usually I'm not down for this because it's too brutal, but this kind of killing has like a style. It has elegance to it for some reason.
Yeah.
And I was like, am I a killer? What's going on?
Elegance is a good word for that.
It was really elegant. And that's why I kind of stayed. Cause like, it's not something I'd seen too much of.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, dude, Dracula.
Well, it's kind of like Doom.
Tear me up,
where
dude.
Doom uses all the violence and gore as it's just fun. You shoot demons and they're in hell.
Look
and
at my testosterone.
Yeah, exactly. It's just so over the top. That's what gives Doom its personality.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of the same thing here.
Yes.
Joke's on you. I don't have a personality.
Joke's on you. I was going to make that joke. So I have even less
Joke's on
a
you. I beat you first. Oh, no.
Is anything else miscellaneous?
No.
I'm kind of ready to get this over with.
Yeah,
because
me too.
Just like last time we recorded, I've got some crackers that I'm just dying to munch on.
Dude, I'm a cracker.
Wait. Out of everyone on this podcast that could say
a
that,
graham
you're the
cracker.
One who's... I'm done.
Guys, I give this show a 4.5 out of 5. This was
up.
A real good
I'm
show.
Done.
I appreciated it.
Are you really giving it a 4.5?
Yeah, this is real fun.
So I can't hear that.
I'm really looking forward to season 3.
It's fancy shredded two cheese Mexican taco cheese. A blend of
Italian
Monterey Jack cheese with taco seasoning.
If you want to find out
I
what's happening over
Pino
there on
like
Chuck's neck
one.
Of the woods, tune into the Chuck Cast only
wait,
on Saturdays on SNL.
Only on Saturdays? On wait, on what?
On SNL.
On SNL?
Yes.
Wait, I'm on SNL?
Yeah.
I'm just eating cheese.
I mean, I wish I
That's Soviet it. Night laughs. That's what it means.
You know what I
oh.
do?
Oh.
Yeah.
I see.
It's a different SNL,
I'm
sorry.
It's because I'm white.
Yeah.
So, Pino, you're rating it pretty dang high.
Yeah.
What do you rate it? I wasn't listening.
I said a 4.5.
Yeah, I know you.
A 4.5?
I really dug the show. It was just like it's not something
I
usually
dug.
Watch. Like... You know me. Ha ha. I watch One Piece.
Well, you do. I don't say that. I just know you do.
Rewind back to this episode.
I never said that in this episode. Maybe in a different one, but not this one.
Okay. But yeah, it's like it's something I don't usually go for. Like, you know, I have Pino shows. Mm-hmm. I saw Black Lagoon. You know, that's something.
But Black Lagoon's doing real well. But like, everyone keep listening to the Black Lagoon episode.
Wow, that's weird, but fantastic. But like anything with like demons or like the supernatural, I've always been iffy about. But this one, I was all in.
I hate supernatural.
And the vampire thing has kind of been overdone, but Castlevania has been doing vampires since 1985.
Well, they also made Castlevania 1 to like kind of play into that campy sort of vibe of like monsters shit. So
yeah, but at least you know like.
Da 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 da. Yo 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 yo. Yo. Okay, Garb, what do you rate it?
I'm gonna give it similar. I love you, Pino. I'm gonna give it a 4.2.
Wow,
that wasn't even similar.
Just kidding, man.
Well, it's short. It's to the point. It's good, but I knocked it a little bit lower than Pino because I don't like endings that are sequel bait. It really irritates me. That's just a pet peeve of mine.
I think that it's Netflix to blame there because, you know, I mean...
Netflix.
Not. Where's that button?
Oh, it's in my pocket.
Oh. What? Okay, well, that's a good place to hide it. No, but that's Netflix style. Like, what they do is, like, they'll make sure 3 episodes are essential for you to watch, and that's, like, the average what people watch. So, you know, like, they're there to keep you watching and to keep you thinking about the show after you finish the season. That's Netflix's fault, yeah.
I still don't like it.
However, I will appreciate the fact that they could cram so much within 4 episodes to keep me hooked within the next 8 episodes for season 2.
Absolutely. Like, yeah, the first season was fine.
They put a butt ton of things in there. I didn't know when an episode would end until it was over. And I was like, dude, that was 28 minutes? What's going on?
This is one of the fastest shows to watch because so much happens in so little time.
I think Initial D was faster, personally.
Multi-track vampire
drifting. Guys, we're doing so much vampiring, we got to take up 3 tracks of audio.
Wow, that's actually so what we do every week.
I'm giving it a 2.9, just like friends. I'm giving it a 3.9. I liked it. Okay. Like, it's still a good anime. Well, quote unquote.
Anime. Oh, that's why you knocked it. It's not anime.
No. I didn't knock it.
Let me knock it down.
I don't know. It's obvious, like how Pino said, that's not like the show that I typically watch. But it was good. It kept me in. But it's just, I don't know, there's all the like the little things that we talk, well, we didn't really talk about a lot during this episode, but there are just some like smaller details, and I know how we goof a little bit about the faraway animations and like, you know, goofy people, but there were some reasonably close that kind of looked like that, and I was just like,
Oh, yeah, the faraway people, yeah.
But they were close to the camera, and I'm like, wait, that's not how this is supposed to be.
I kind of equate some of the animation. Like, first, it always reminded me a little bit, like, you guys have seen, like, Avatar The Last Airbender, right?
Yes.
Like, something kind of, it kind of had that kind of feel to it, sort of. Like,
maybe it's because they're both
animating-wise. Yeah. Like, some of the fights, it's not that they were choppy, but it was like...
It was just different.
It was different, yeah. It's not like that fluid, like, I don't know.
Yep.
I also saw this right after watching the Broly movie, and the Broly movie was really good.
Yeah, you have like good anime. You have like fantastic Toei animators in that movie, like that Natoshi guy that makes like everything look so smooth and nice.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that the animation in this in
it's good. It's very bad. Good.
It's good. It's real.
It's
good.
Better
it's
than
different.
Serviceable. That's yes. More than we can say about a lot of shows we watch.
It's different. It's fluid in its own way, and it's something you should probably go ahead and watch.
Yeah, I'd recommend it. It's just, you know, I rate other things higher. Like,
especially
for example,
Castlevania.
For example, other
Kendo
shows.
Friends.
Oh, Pino, Kendo I'm Friends going season to, 2.
I'm going to
hey, let's
choke,
go.
I'm going to choke slam you into the ground.
What is a choke slam? Nothing but a WWE move.
Are y'all done talking? Can I do the outro?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Alright. So I am your
Did you see? I felt so defeated.
Yeah, fucking do it, whatever.
Well, I gotta pee.
I'm not part of this podcast. What are you...
Yeah, I'm done.
I'm ready to get this over with.
Okay,
and this is what I say like at the end of all of them. Because I'm like, alright, let's just get it over with.
Yeah.
It's because I go in guns a-blazing and I wear myself out. Anyway.
You don't have a license to carry?
Yeah, no. That's because I'm not Dracula. I don't have a gun.
I'm gonna report you to the authorities.
Do it.
Okay.
Let's close it out, my friends.
Where's my phone? Here it is.
Sorry, you cut out. What'd you say?
No, let's close it out, my friends.
I'm calling 911 now.
So I'm still your elegant yet merciful yet destructive host, Garbabadalix, and to my far right. You see, that'll be important later. Is Chuck, who's drunk on the
Maybe.
Floor.
Mm-hmm. I'm calling the authorities. Cops.
Yeah. He's drunk. He's on the floor. He's calling the authorities. And closer to my right, see, Chuck was to my far right. This is why I said it was important for later.
Hello, 911. Hi, Ramsey.
Yes, 911. I really just, there's a guy here, and he's not, he's shooting guns.
Guys, so I see some lights outside.
Are you wearing headphones?
So
I'm wearing one headphone.
Okay, take that off. Do you hear the guy now?
I don't hear him.
All right, have a good afternoon.
You too, sir. Guys, the cops settled my case.
Guys, this has been the Funky Anime Podcast.
We're watching next week. We're watching Akira.
Wait, stop spoiling my spoils.
We're at the end of the episode.
It's mine, though. Nizzy, what are you doing here? Go home. It's over. But it's mine. It's mine for next week.
What is it?
Hey, tell us about Akira. Akira Toriyama is the creator of One Piece.
No!
No, we're watching Akira next time.
Is this a movie?
Yeah.
Thank God.
Thank God, Lois. Oh, I'm so fucking fat, Lois. Oh,
Lois, I'm gonna ride my motorcycle. Oh, Lois.
That was... Okay, we're watching Akira next week. It's very short. Well, it's not short. It's like an hour and a half long. But, you know, watch it. It's actually really good. It's one of the most important pieces of Japanese anime media. So, yeah.
You're hyping this up.
I'm not hyping it up. I'm just telling what it is.
Don't hype it up.
Hype it up.
I'm glad we went for the same joke.
This has been the Funky Hype Podcast.
Is it?
What are you still doing here?
What are you doing here?
If you're still here,
the podcast is over.
If you're still here, dude, again, bless your soul, dude. It's what, two hours of us talking about nothing?
No, this is not 2 hours. This is like an hour and a half max.
Okay.
We've been recording for 2 hours, though.
Okay, gamers.
Yeah, gamers.
We'll see you next time with Akira. I love you.
Don't forget, Nozomi spiritual power.
Funky Anime Podcast is a program made by Upchucked, Garbalax, and Pindoplane. You can find Upchucked as Upchucked on YouTube or Upchucked Gaming on Twitter. You can find Garbalax with Garbalax on Twitch, or you can find him Garbalax on Twitter. You can find Pindoplane on Twitter, Pindoplane 2, and you can find the Funky Anime Podcast itself on Twitter at 3WeeBros. And you can find us on YouTube, 3WeeBros, or just look up Funky Anime Podcast. You'll find us anywhere. It is edited and produced by Garbalax and Upchuck. Moral support by Pindoplane. And I want to just thank you all for listening. You can rate us on iTunes. Anything like that is wonderful. And you can email us at funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com. Thank you.